Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris podcast.
Welcome everybody. We know that for the last couple podcasts we haven't been welcoming you properly, and I'm gonna say this is the second time we've recorded this because the first time Harris couldn't give me kind of back and forth banter because he's eating a goddamn penguin chocolate bar.
Delicious, but welcome, I guess. I'm gonna take another bite now.
Oh, we are angry.
So angry.
Fuming with anger.
Miffed, even.
No, I would say more than miffed.
Yeah, I guess that's more just annoying.
So angry. Why are we angry?
I can't remember.
We are angry because of iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
iTunes, what's going on, man?
Used to be a cool guy.
And now you're being a real butt.
Yeah, cutting off our podcast halfway. Yeah.
For those who aren't aware, we uploaded the third podcast, and iTunes decided, hey, we're just going to cut it off around 19 minutes.
It was 20 minutes and 27 seconds. Every time.
Ridiculous. What is going on? What is this, amateur hour? I'm so angry right now, I can't even talk.
Okay, I'll talk for you.
Thank you.
For those of you who were like, oh man, cut off, garbage, go to our website and just listen to it there. The whole thing's there. It's not our fault. It's not Podomatic's fault.
It's not
iTunes' fault.
It's not like at around 20 minutes, we're like, you know what, let's just stop it here, mid-sentence.
Yeah. So you can go and listen to the whole thing there if you already haven't, and download it from there. I'm pretty sure if you download from there, it'll be it works. I keep forgetting to test it out myself.
But we're so angry with iTunes, it has spawned. It has spawned a new segment called
Berate the Ones We Hate.
You're called iTunes? Should be called I Can't Do Anything.
Hey, you know that application called Genius? It should be called Stupid Person.
And you know, Shuffle should be called Drop All the Cards because you suck at everything.
Hey, you know how you can make your own playlist? Well, you more like not playlist.
Hey, I heard about your new feature. It's called Sucking. It's good.
So, iTunes, if you don't want to get hated on again, you better watch your back.
Watch your back.
So everybody, there's one new episode left of Lost before the series finale.
So two new episodes of Lost.
Well, yeah, but there's one before the end. Like, well, one.
They could have done that for the whole thing. One more episode of Lost, then three more, and then the series finale.
Okay, well, there's two episodes left, and we're reaching the end, and hopefully we're going to get some answers, because it's really hurting us Lost fans out here. They're really stringing us along and being like, hey, we'll come with us, and we'll tell you what's going on, and it never does.
No, series finale is just going to be a picture of J.J. Abrams covered in money with just the words, thanks, on it.
But, yeah, like, Lost, it's a crazy thing because they don't, it's a show that doesn't give you any information that can be used, yet everybody keeps tuning in.
That's because Lost is like a bad boyfriend or bad girlfriend, depending on whether you're a girl or a boy or what your interests are.
Okay.
I'm not judging. We don't judge here.
No, absolutely
anyway,
not.
Getting back on topic here, it's like a bad partner because One time, they make you an excellent dinner.
It's amazing.
Oh, delicious.
All the trimmings.
Oh, steak over here, mashed potatoes, made with love and by hand, delicious. And you think, oh, that was a great dinner. You turn around, they punch you in the face multiple times.
For three seasons.
Yes. And you think to yourself, wow, I should, you know what? I'm just going to end this. I'm ending the, just the agony of what's happening here. But then in your mind, you're like, but what if next week they make me dinner again?
The one thing I hate about Lost the most, I mean, I love the show, but the thing.
I don't watch Lost, so.
The thing that wouldn't fly in real life is the way the characters interact with each other. Someone will ask a question, and then people will just leave them hanging. And to see what I'm talking about, just take a listen. Lost would not fly in real life. So listen. Check it out. Where are we going?
We're getting off this island.
And how do you plan on doing that? Hey, what is it? Stop it. Cut that out. I don't... Stop that music. But don't just stare at me. Answer my question. Don't let this ominous music swell and then just wait for the scene to change. I ask you a question, so answer it. How are you planning on doing that?
Jet ski?
The show's getting too ridiculous. I'm going to go watch Everyone Loves Raymond. Okay, well, everyone knows about the Colonel's 12 secret herbs and spices.
Well, not everyone knows about...
No. Everyone knows about them. Nobody knows what they are.
I was going to say that would defeat the purpose of secret, but okay. I follow you now. Yeah. I follow you.
And to have a secret about food you love, it's kind of like the 22 different flavors of in Dr. Pepper.
23.
Oh.
23.
I'm incorrect. Okay. Well, you like it more because it's a secret. You feel like you're eating secrets. And secrets taste like chicken.
And delicious.
Yeah. And the thing is that I'm pretty sure Colonel Sanders, he's the only one that had that recipe. And he took it to the grave with him.
I don't think you're totally correct. I don't believe that he was the only one, and after he died, they were like, uh-oh.
You know what they did? After they died, no, before he died, all he did was just make a lot of the chicken and stockpile it, and now somewhere in the Arctic Circle, they have warehouses of stockpiled chicken.
So what you're saying is the KFC franchise has an expiry date.
Yes. And the Mayan, you know, the Mayan calendar is it's counting down to the end of the world in 2012. We are all mistaken. It's counting down to the end of chicken.
How do you eat trail mix?
With my mouth.
Thank you. I've been wanting to know so bad.
I've been trying to stick it directly in my chest.
But my actual question is, in what order do you eat?
I get you.
What's your hierarchy of trail mix?
No one just grabs a handful, throws it in their mouth.
Oh no, that's stupid.
The incorrect way to eat trail mix.
If you're doing that, you're an idiot.
You are not getting the satisfaction that you could have if you followed your own hierarchy of trail mix.
Yeah.
And I know every single person in the world eats the M&Ms first.
Oh yeah.
That goes without question. The real question is what comes after that.
Yes.
I go for peanuts next.
That is incorrect. I go for raisins.
Oh, mine was incorrect? That's not what I go for?
No.
Okay. And then I go for raisins, and then I throw the rest in the trash.
You don't like the was there almonds?
Almonds or cashews. All the other nuts except peanuts can...
Sunflower
they
seeds.
They can suck it.
I don't like how they toss sunflower seeds in there sometimes.
Usually you have to work for your sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
But here you just... When you just get them...
Pre-opened.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you just were given a fish every day if you're in a native land of somewhere in the world that isn't here, and you just don't like the fish anymore because you don't have to work for it. This is a really, really bad metaphor.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm talking about the sunflower seeds.
Yes.
They're not as good if you don't work for them. You don't have to crack open the shell with your mouth, spit it out. The spitting's the funnest part.
Yeah, that's the same thing as... cleaning a fish and eating it.
Yeah, I know. What's your... Because there's Munchies also.
Oh,
the bag
Munchies
of Munchies
is worse. Munchies is a hotly debated topic.
Oh, boy.
Anytime Munchies get cracked out.
Everyone always starts to yell and it ends in domestic violence. So what's your hierarchy of...
Okay, I will just say it out loud. Say it without interruptions, please.
Okay. I will turn my microphone off.
Is it off? Okay, good. Sun chips, Doritos, Cheesies, garbage.
I'm back on, by the way. Yeah. Welcome me back, please.
Welcome back to the show, Jeff.
Thank you. Mine is very close to being the opposite. And okay. I know how much you hate
you
that.
Eat the garbage first?
I go into the garbage, see what's there, see if I could find the end of a hot dog or something. But no, I go cheesies first, okay. Then pretzels,
okay,
and then Doritos, and then I throw what's left to the dogs.
You know, me and you should just eat a bag of munchies together. Sounds like it'd be a perfect combination.
Yeah, we should get married and just have munchy children. Just give birth to bags of munchies.
We could just buy them from a store and not get married. Yeah. Get them as friends.
We're getting back into a phenomenon that I don't know if we ever got out of.
I don't think anyone ever gets out of this phenom.
It's just kind of dormant for a while, yeah. And then it kind of rose up in our minds. Yeah. We've been buying a lot of Nerf guns lately.
Yes.
It all started with bought one for our friend for his birthday, and yeah. Then I think a couple days later, me and Harris went to Walmart and just looked at the grand wall of Nerf guns.
We'll say we took 15 minutes standing in front of that
and
shelf.
We were
purchased.
Looking so attentively. A kid walked by, but he ducked like he was walking past the screen of a slideshow. He's like, I don't want to get
in between that.
Between these guys' view of these guns, they were looking so concentrated.
We discussed the pros and cons, and
we settled, and I got a revolving barrel handgun.
Yep.
And a shotgun, which when you cock it, the shells fly out, which is really cool.
Yeah, that is awesome.
What did you get?
I got, I believe the name was the Recon CS6. It's a really long gun.
I'm gonna
gun.
Compare it to an assault rifle.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty accurate.
And we had a good...
Yeah, and mine, you load the darts into clips, and then you put the clip in, and then you, when it's out, you empty the clip. It's awesome.
And it's like, they're getting so realistic.
Yeah, well, not really. They're bright yellow.
Not really, but...
They shoot Nerf.
And we had a good basement fight the other day.
Yeah.
And I think of it more as training, just in case we have a situation where we need our Nerf guns.
That is exactly correct.
We had one the other day, actually. It was a very mild situation,
it's
but we all got really excited.
We're still classifying it as a situation.
We were standing there loading our Nerf guns, and I see something black on the wall. I'm like, is that a spider on the wall? And all of us kind of were like, where? In excitement. And we all started shooting at it on the wall.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, that spider has never been more scared in its life. I mean, it got away, but
because you hit the wall to the left of it, and it just fell, and we couldn't find it.
We shot at the wall so hard, it shook, and the spider lost its grip, and it died on impact once it hit the ground.
Yeah, we saw a little spider funeral. It was sad.
It's really sad, actually. Sometimes we have an idea or a topic that we want to talk about, but it's not long enough to talk about for, like, a good amount of time.
That is correct.
So we've come up with a new segment called the J&H Rant, where we will just bust those off real fast for you, get them out of our system. I hate the idea of a George Foreman grill. The last person I want to make my grilled cheese is an ex-boxer. I would not buy a Mike Tyson waffle iron. It'll probably bite my ear off.
I do like the idea of Subway cups, because you get free refills for life. Homeless people hit the jackpot.
Chat roulette is like real Russian roulette, except the bullets are penises.
There must be about a million thousand chickens in heaven.
So many chickens. There's something I like to call Professor Nameflow. This is when you first go into a class, and it's really, really big, and there's a lot of foreign exchange students, so they start doing roll call, and it's all these crazy names like Ping Kong Walk and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they get to a regular name, and they're like, Nicole Pearson? And a little girl sticks up her hand and says, it's Nicole Pearson.
If the show Cops has taught me anything in life, it's that every person with a busted taillight is in possession of crack.
I hate it when you go to a store and you see something for $3 and then there's a sign above it that says 2 for $6. And it's like, yeah, thanks for doing the math for me.
I don't like it when you go out with your friends and you take different vehicles and you go to, say, the city where you're not used to going. And why is the first question everyone asks, where did you park? Why is that more important than seeing your friends?
I hate it when you go into the guide of your TV and you're like, oh man, I want to watch The Office. And then you put it, it's Judge Judy. Judge Judy.
I don't like it when I tape a show on, say, a Thursday night, Parks and Rec, 10:30, channel 289. And I go back in, and I go in on Friday to watch that show. Guess what? It says in my list, Parks and Rec, date, duration, 0 seconds. I guarantee the show was longer than 0 seconds, TiVo.
I heard that the Clapper just came out with a light switch, a.k.a. a regular light switch.
Carbon monoxide detectors beep when they run out of batteries. Does anyone not see this product flaw?
I hate it that every single girl in the world loves Don't Stop Believin'. It's not that good of a song.
Why do the DVD cases always say complete first season or complete second season? I just assumed you gave me the complete season. I'm assuming you're not giving me three episodes for $49.99.
In my basement, we have so many cases of bottled water. It's like, and some of them, I don't even know where they are. And the ones I do know where they are, there's stuff on top of them. So when I gotta get a bottle of water, it's like a big game of Jenga. I don't want the stuff to fall, but I'm thirsty.
I don't like the game Monopoly. You start playing it, and it's fun. But then, 3 hours in, everyone hates each other, and you just sell all your property to your little cousin, flip the board, and leave the room. I don't wanna work. I just wanna bang on my drum all day. I think I'd rather work.
I would rather bang on my drum all day.
For no money. If you go to work, you get paid.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd rather bang on my drum.
For all day.
Yeah. All day.
For nothing. You're doing it for nothing.
No, it doesn't say that he's not doing it for nothing. He could be getting paid.
No, it's the way it's presented is you're either A, going to work, getting paid, supporting your family, or you're just banging your drum all day, doing nothing. Well, except
for banging on your drum all day. It's not nothing. That's a fun time.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be getting anything for it.
You don't know that. You don't have enough information on this character to say that he's not getting paid to bang on his drum all day.
I'm just inferring from the song and the way it's worded.
Yeah, well, you know what happens when we infer.
Make an inn out of fur and me.
That's exactly how the saying goes.
Jeff, you anger me when you eat food.
What a statement to be made.
Yeah. It's specifically when you're eating sandwiches or toast.
Okay. I can see where this is going.
You just leave the crust.
Yeah?
You leave it there by itself, fighting for survival, and it breaks my heart every time. So
and
that
it's like
poor little crust.
It's not even like I leave all the crust. It's just one end nub of crust.
Like, and you're 18. Suck it up. Eat the crust.
You know, I like the crust so much, I spare its life.
No, don't
pull
that.
I'm flipping that shit on you.
No, don't pull that. Don't pull that.
But the crust doesn't do anything for me. Usually it's got no sandwich fillings in it. It's just bread and sometimes some dressing of some sort. And that does
like
nothing for me.
Like a flax seed coating.
Yeah. Like it doesn't have any meat in it. It's done. I'm done with that.
I don't agree with that, but
it's like pizza. There's nothing on the breading. I'm
hit and miss with pizza crust. Sometimes I leave it, sometimes I eat it.
Sometimes I put myself into a mental mental set and say to myself, "Hey, Jeff, this is a breadstick," and I try and trick myself into eating it. Works sometimes. And then it turns out that they had left some sort of thing after the surgery inside me.
That's not good for business.
And that's not good for anybody.
We're going.
It's going? You press the space bar?
Yep.
Well, thanks for telling me.
I'm sorry.
Let's just go jump right into something. I was going garage sailing the other weekend.
Excellent.
Very excellent. I found some Nerf guns, some hacky sacks, a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
And I went with my parents and a very close friend. And my parents had bought a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader board game for my little cousin, who was actually on the show. As you know, she was one of the little kids, Rachel, if you'd like to watch the reruns and say, hey, that's related to Jeff. That's Rachel. That's been mentioned in the podcast. She's now famous.
Yeah.
She wasn't famous because of that, because of Fifth Grader.
It's
because
of this right now, right here.
We mention your name, you go to the top. But what my thoughts on the whole board game thing is, wouldn't she have a little bit of an unfair advantage in the board game? I mean, she played the game already.
She lived it.
She lived it. It's kind of like Professor Plum, like playing Clue and being like, I'm going to guess that it was me in the conservatory. Oh, I was right again.
That's like the Monopoly guy playing Monopoly and just, free parking. again.
It's like one of the little people from life just walking out and being like, oh, look at that. I got a scholarship for $100,000. Suck it.
That's like one of those little armies from Risk going in real war going, I know exactly what he's going to do. He's going to come at the top, come through Eastern Europe, and he's going to attack us in England.
Classic.
It's like the letter S playing Scrabble and being like, oh, spelt sand dune, used all my letters. That's Fitty Point.
I have an embarrassing story to tell you.
Oh, tell us.
Okay. I will do that. Mother's Day is not the end of the story. Don't worry. But on Mother's Day, we had family over, as I assume most people do. Maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. Not important. But what
I think mothers are important, so is family. But go on.
But my grandpa was there.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, it was I was getting
describe your grandpa for me.
He's a man.
Oh, sorry. I thought he was a wolf.
He's a man. He has white hair. He's old.
Sounds like a wolf to me.
Yeah. But we turned on the Wii, and I was playing some Wii with my little cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad asked my grandpa if he'd like to play, and then my grandpa said, of course, yeah, sure, I'd like to play. And I said, all right, let's do some Wii bowling. Let's do it right now, right here. Let's do it. He said, okay. So we started playing Wii bowling, and I'm sad to admit my grandpa beat me by 50 points.
That's not even by like a little bit. That's a significant.
And I'd like to say I wasn't trying, but I was.
Does your grandpa play bowling in real life?
He does bowl in real life in like a league.
Okay.
But he's also recovering from a stroke at the moment.
Okay, that makes it a lot worse.
Well, he's mostly recovered. Can I
He's in the meaty area between unrecovered and recovered where he can beat anybody at bowling.
He's recovered, but I mean, still, I guess it's still no excuse for losing at bowling.
I know, and it's like, what makes it a little more justified is, it is bowling. I mean, if it was like extreme fencing or something, really.
What is extreme fencing? Is that where you don't take points, you just stab them through the chest?
What I'm trying to say, if it was some sort of extreme sport, let's say inline skating.
That was your rollerblading.
If he beat, what I'm trying to get at is, if he beat you at that, then it would have been sad. Every Christmas, the Knight family busts out a series, like a bunch of movies. Christmas, get us in the mood. One of which is one of the greatest movies ever made. What is it? Go.
Made in Manhattan.
Wrong. That would not set. That would set the mood. That would depress everybody because
I've never seen it. I don't know what it's about. I'm assuming a maid. Probably in Manhattan.
Well, okay. You've ruined this game, but it's Home Alone 1 and 2.
Great.
3 goes in the garbage. 4's never even been heard of. Pretty sure 4 had French Stewart in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it goes from Third Rock to the Sun to terrible sequels.
Yeah, but the Harris family also cracks out to Home Alone 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Good movies.
Yes, excellent movies.
This past Christmas, I was watching it, and my question to that movie is this just playful family fun, or is it deadly assault and attempted murder?
Yeah.
Like, think about the things he does. Let's go through it a bit.
Can we just start at the second one?
Let's start at the second one. I mean, bad stuff happens in the first one, but it escalates considerably once he gets to New York.
The one that just absolutely makes me just angry about when I think about it, just he throws like
bricks.
5 bricks at Marv.
At a guy's head. You don't just get a little red mark on your forehead.
Oh, and it's not throwing him from like 5 feet. He's dropping him off at least a 4-story building.
And the last one that he throws, he doesn't just drop it.
He gives it a toss.
He gives it a good toss.
Like that's traveling at some speed.
That would crush your skull.
Oh.
Okay, let's move on from that. They get paint cans in the face.
Yeah.
Let's say fractured cheekbones.
Even if they're empty, that
eye
thing's
sockets.
Coming.
Yeah. And not to mention like the 30, 40, 50 pound pipe that he throws down and hits
them in the
face.
And then they fall down 2 stories, and then he cuts it and it falls on them from 2 stories up.
Yeah. And let's see. Gets electrocuted by an arc welder.
Like, these are either superheroes or this movie's very unrealistic. What I mean?
Probably superheroes.
Let's see. Sets his head on fire.
Makes Harry explode.
Makes him turn into a skeleton for a little bit.
Yeah.
He sets that rope on fire, and they all slide down that rope into a bunch of, I think it's
flammable paint thinner, like paint and
stuff.
Thinner.
Yeah, and that stuff goes in the air, keeping in mind there is a rope on fire. That would set all that on fire, and they would then be dying of third-degree burns.
Oh, yeah. And nail in the foot.
Nail in the foot, ugh.
When he goes to swing on that ladder, I believe Harry goes to swing on that ladder.
Yeah, he falls on his head. He
falls on his head from about a good 6 or 7 feet up. That would... concussion. Concussion right there.
Yeah, you get staples in the crotch. The
bag of, like, cement in the face.
100-pound bag.
From 3 stories up.
Yeah. And, Mike, seriously, Kevin McAllister, are you just going to go home and have a nice family Christmas, or are you going to be in prison? Everybody has to do things to live.
Correct.
There are things you have to do to survive.
I just got to dance.
Harris has to dance. Most people have to, like, eat,
no.
Sleep.
No. Every half hour, I got to dance for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Prescribed by a doctor.
So that's what that was about. I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Every half an hour, I excuse myself and leave for 2 minutes. And then he hears...
I got to go to the bathroom for 2 minutes.
Beats from the bathroom.
You gotta, you know. What's that sound? Oh, it's Harris. He's got a condition. So what I'm getting at is... When I watch films or TV shows and I see a character like the Joker, I can't see him doing everyday things. I can't see him sleeping at all.
Yeah.
Like just...
curling up in a Serta.
Throwing his keys down after a long, hard day. I can't see him having an apartment. Yeah. Where does he live?
He'd be the worst neighbor, I'd think.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see him just... going to the bathroom. You just oh, yeah. you just go into a public restroom and just there's the Joker rocking a urinal.
I bet he wouldn't wash his hands. He seems like a not hand washer.
Yeah.
You just kind of look over next to you at the urinal. There's Joker and he gives a little hey.
Yeah. I also can't see him just rocking up to McDonald's going, "I'll have a McDouble meal, please."
Oh, he likes the value, doesn't he?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, he's a criminal, but he's thrifty.
He's smart about money. I can't see him popping a Lean Cuisine in the old microwave.
Sitting down and watching Lost.
Yeah. I think he'd be into Lost.
Yeah, he seems like a Lost.
Every nutbag is into Lost.
I'm sorry, everyone, if this kind of second half of this episode, we seem a little bitter.
Angry.
If you can hear the bitterness in our voice, we just came from work.
AKA the circus.
And when you say that, we don't work at the circus.
We're not the guy who trains the dogs to go through the hoops.
Although I would like to be one day.
Yeah.
No, it's a lie.
Okay.
But, we work at the rec in the canteen. And I just got to say, whoever invented the circus, I hate you.
Yeah. Seriously, circus. And there was one guy who worked at the circus, and I like to call him the selling the shit on the stick guy. Because they always have balloons on stick, like a Spider-Man inflatable thing on a stick. They have little light sword stick things. Yeah. So, and he was not nice at all.
He was
and every time he came to the counter about 5 times, and every time he'd get something, ask you about another product, and while you were telling him about it, just leave.
Yep.
Be like, can I get a coffee, please? What's that apple drink? Apple cider. Oh, he's gone. Apple cider.
They also just make me nervous. I went to the bathroom at one point today, and I was just did my business.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking to go wash my hands, and one of those vendor guys, shit on a stick guy.
Yeah. Wait, did he do that in the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
He walked by me.
Yeah.
Looked at me for a second. He had one of those little light gun things that make the light noise and a laser noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Pointed it at me, shot at me twice with it, and then just proceeded to leave the bathroom without washing his hands.
Maybe he thought that shooting you would justify not washing his hands.
He thought it was one of those little light sticks from Men in Black, and I don't remember anything from 5 minutes ago. All right, thank you guys again for listening to the Jeff and Harris podcast.
Psych.
Bet you forgot.
We didn't.
Know what it's time for?
Check it.
This is another Jeff and Harris
Top 5.
Topic.
Top 5 Samuel L. Jackson quotes. Go.
5. I am the law.
5. Suicide. She must have caught herself by surprise.
4. English mother effer, do you speak it?
4. Don't stall me, fat boy.
3. This is a tasty burger.
3, we were born here, we live here, we're gonna die here, you taking all our jobs. 2,
you tell me where my suit is, woman.
2, hold on to your butts.
1, I'm tired of these mother effing snakes on this mother effing plane.
1, I feel like getting my relaxation on, taking a bath, and drinking a Dr. Pepper.
What movie is that from?
I'm sure he said it at some point.
This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5.
All right, guys, that's the end of the Jeff and Harris podcast, episode 4. Thanks again for tuning in. It means a lot to both me and Jeff. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And check out our Facebook page. Go on our website, jeffandharris.podomatic.com. Or feel free to shoot us an email at jeffandharris@hotmail.com. Or just say hi in person if you see us. Thanks again, guys. See you next time.